cause you're so damn fine. And I heard that you were taking, that don't have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone about your fantasy. Now to get it on when you need me, I will be there for you, my sweet lady. Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me, my sweet lady. Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there, baby. Just call me, my sweet lady.
Then you will be my lady.
Then you will be my lady.
Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to the Queen G Show. I'm your host, Queen G. Tonight, man, we're going to have a blast. We got a couple of things going on. We're going to introduce my co-host in a minute. La La, as you guys know, for those who know my show, she's been my co-host since day one. So we're going to bring her in a minute. But I want to give a shout-out to my family in St. Louis. I want to start with that. I just had a great weekend out in St. Louis with my dad and uncles and cousins and all that good stuff. So if y'all listening, call in so we can give a shout-out to me on my birthday. Tomorrow's my birthday, February 6th. But this is my intro birthday 2013 EOTM Queen G Show, if I can put it like that. And I'm just excited, you guys. This is my first show of the year. I can't wait. I can't wait till, man, I talk to all of you guys, till we all get together. Let's do this. Let's do this. La La, girl, you there? I want to bring you in pretty early because, you know what I'm saying? You my girl, and I love you. Are you there? La La.
I'm here with you, girl.
Queen G Show, La La, you there? Sorry, y'all.
What'd you say, girl? I'm sorry. I had some technical difficulties going on.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know if it was my end or what. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all heard the intro out there, y'all, because I don't even know if it shut down, what it did. You know how technology is. It ain't always perfect. You know what I'm saying? So forgive us. But La La, girl, what it do? I'm going to say like that. What it do? We're going to go back and try to get a little hood with it. How you doing tonight?
You trying to get a little yay in there because you know I'm with the yay area?
Yeah, you with the Yay Area. You know, we got the Yay Area on the phone. We got the St. Louis with the Arts on the phone. We got people on the phone. We in Texas. We in California. We everywhere tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got people calling in from everywhere. So what's been up, man? I'm gonna tell all my listeners that's listening to the show right now. I've been on a little hiatus, so you gotta forgive me. I kind of had two babies, not one. I had a set of twins this past year. Their names are Serenity and Divinity. So I've been, you know, kind of take a little break to do my motherhood thing. I think it's going on in all of Hollywood. You know, Beyonce. All the people that we never expected to get pregnant. It's like a big Hollywood pregnancy boom going on all over the world. So, you know, why not get in on it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, Lala, what do you do? What's going on in the area up there?
Girl, Lala is doing big things in 2013. You know, I got my businesses going. I have three new businesses. My first business is my janitorial service. Is D&L Janitorial?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You can Google me at D&L Janitorial for services. Just hit me up. And I also have my vegan skin and hair care products. And
wow.
Hit me up on Google as well. Yeah, girl. Doc Antoine's Vegan Skin and Hair Care. My products should be ready to ship this June. And,
Yeah, of course.
And then I have my Organo Gold company. For those of you who do not know, Organo Gold is a very, very excellent source of income if you'd like to do that. But the coffee is good, too. It's coffee, all kinds of beverages, tea, and all of it is good for you. If you drink coffee, this coffee is better than the coffee that you had before because it reverses the effects of the other kind of coffee. So hit me
up.
Or you can email me at, let me get my email out there. Email me at lalah_@yahoo.com.
All right, girl. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we got to give everybody love. We got to let everybody do their promo because this is the Queen G show. That's how we do it. Entrepreneurs all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And for those of the listeners that know Lala personally, you can't even drop a piece of crumb on the floor without seeing it because she keep her house clean.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just messing
with
my friends.
But I won't be mad at you. If you drop a crumb, I won't be mad at you, though.
Exactly. Yeah, she good with it, you know. But all I'm saying is I'm backing you up, girl, on the janitorial because you do your thing on a regular. You know what I'm saying?
Is
a good English word to use? I don't know. You know I got to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? I got to mess
girl.
With
you. Well, I'm with it.
Hey, Lala, I want to really go in on. We got a lot of hot topics to talk about tonight, like many topics.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff lined up here.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we came into 2013 with the big re-election of Obama. Yeah, I want to start with that because I give all mad respect to our president. First of all, he's African American. He's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot to clean up. And, you know, a lot of people try to attack him and attack his name and attack his character and all this stuff. But if you go back, we were basically in a recession and all different types of things that were going on at the time. And he has had to literally rescue us out of those things, you know what I'm saying, just before he could even get to the nitty-gritty and build.
Yeah.
So
right. And I just want to add, too.
Oh,
I just want to add this because a lot of people, this is a lot of things that I hear out here. And what I've heard is that, you know, people say, oh, you guys are black people, so you automatically, you know, like him and everything he does you like. Now, see, this is the reason why we have these kinds of shows, so we can clear some things up. I say to everybody out there that says that, no, that has nothing to do with it. What I have a problem with is people saying that and people, you know, saying that he's doing things and, you know, they're criticizing him at every turn because he's black, you know, and that's
right.
What bothers me. That really bothers me because they didn't make as much fun of the other presidents you know what I'm saying, as they do this.
Right.
That's what bothers me. It's not, oh, he's a black president. No, that has nothing to do with it. But they're making it him about him being black. That's what I don't like about it.
Right. And I mean, I know this is silly, but I'm like that. You know, I'm silly anyway. Let's not talk about all that swag that our president has.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
though,
he got lots of swag. When he walks, talks, you know what I mean? Everything about the brother is swagged out the game. You know what I mean? I just love his swag.
I'm not used to that.
Right. You know, and basically swag is confidence. When he steps out, no, he does not know, you know, what that day is going to entail, what's going to happen, you know, what is, you know, in store for him, I'm sure. But he has confidence, you know what I mean? I'm sure he has a deep religious preference of some type that keeps him going. And he has a great wife. Let's talk about Michelle, who has stood by his side 20 years plus. Yes, and they're great children. Great mother-in-law, all of that. I mean, he has a great unit around him. And I don't know if you ever watched anything on the election or the campaign or presidential, you know, staff, but he also has this awesome assistant who has been with him for a very long time. And as you know, the way that you and I operate, Lala, family that you can trust and people that are close to you that, you know what I mean, that you can trust with your life. When you have
Most definitely.
Those units around you, you know what I mean, things go well. And there's no need of reinventing the game, if you know what I mean. So let's give it up again for our President of the United States, Barack Obama. I'm so thankful that he's been here for another couple of years, you know. And I just pray for our country because I don't know what's going to happen after this. I'm just being real honest, you know what I mean, being real honest. So,
yeah.
Next thing I wanted to talk about was the, man, some big things, the Colorado shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Hook Elementary. I want to do the sad story because I got to get this out the way. That was the most, devastating thing I had heard in a very long time. I felt like the murderer was very brutal and heartless. And just crazy. I'm going to put crazy in there because there's no way in the world I can go and shoot my mama in the face and then go take out all those kids. I mean, first of all, that's your mom, the one that helped to bring you into the world. And you cold-bloodedly killed her in her bed. You know what I'm saying? And when you think about how crazy and cruel that is, it's sad. You know what I mean? And this is my other opinion about it. Oh, go ahead.
But why continue your rage by going to a school where young children, not older people, but even if it were older, even if it was a high school, college, whatever, these are babies, you know?
Right.
And
to
it makes people not want to send their kids to school.
Yeah, and I just was bothered by this whole thing, so I kind of watched the whole televised news that kept replaying and replaying.
Yeah,
they began to talk about the autopsies and the babies and what type of rifles he used and how many times he shot these babies. I was devastated. I mean, for all of us that are parents, you take for granted that you get up every day and you send your children off to school, you put them on these school buses, and you expect them to return. So for the fact that some of these parents had to show up at the school and basically identify their children, that was the most sad thing I have ever heard. I'm just being honest. And I have a lot of children. So it broke my heart. Yeah, I just had to get the sad story out the way, you know, because it's just,
want to do that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It really is.
You know, and the thing about life, we don't understand everything. You know what I mean? And that one, I'm saying, Lord, if that's what we throwing in on the schedule, I don't get that one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get that one either.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about that. And back to some exciting news. for the first time in all my many years of sports, whatever, I've always been a basketball fan, but I just saw the Super Bowl. Man.
Me too.
What team did you go for, Lala?
Girl, I didn't go for no team. I'm a Raider for life. And I was so happy when San Francisco lost. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was beside myself. And all
you know,
the 49ers was all upset, crying and whatnot.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, you're from the yay, right?
Yay.
Well, you know how I chose my team. It wasn't, you know, by way of, oh, I just know that team's work or the coach's work, which, you know, by the way, the coaches were brothers, so that piqued my interest in the first place.
But okay.
I chose my team by way of the colors. I like the purple and white.
Yeah. I see
that. That's it. And you know what? I should have been confident enough to bet some money because I would have won. You know what I'm saying? I could have came back a little richer.
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah. But that was the most exciting game I've ever seen, like, in my life.
Oh, yeah. They
was
put
so
up a good
interested.
Fight, I got to say.
Yeah. I was so interested in this game that I actually learned some of the plays. You know what I mean? They talked about the power outage. Remember, did you hear anything about that?
Yeah.
The power went out for like 34 minutes or something like that.
Checking it out. Checking it all out.
It probably was from all that darn electricity from the halftime show.
Right. She just been took all the electricity.
Oh, my God. Which we can segue a little bit into that. Beyonce killed it on stage. She did her thing. Yes, she did.
bringing her girls back with her. That was cool.
Yes. She definitely had her game face on, right? She didn't want nobody seeing that she was lip syncing on this show.
Okay. Yeah, she'll never do that again.
Exactly. But yeah, girl, we go take a quick musical break. Oh, by the way, Lala, I want to mention that this is also my birthday show. You know, every year I celebrate my birthday real big, and this particular year I chose to go to get on the road and travel to St. Louis to see my family. And I want to give a personal shout out to my Uncle Craig, my Uncle Fatty, my grandma, two grandmas, my Auntie Yolanda, my cousin Lexi, all my cousins, Jeanette and Tiffany, and like all my, it's so many of y'all, I can't even like name them all, but I had fun with y'all this weekend. They came to my hotel room, we laughed until our stomachs hurt, you know what I'm saying? it was so great. Yes, and we got to take pictures together, and I saw the arch out there in St. Louis, which is a beautiful sight. I just had a ball. So I want to give a shout out again to St. Louis. Thank you for making my birthday special. I really enjoyed it this weekend. So I just wanted to say that. We're going to have a song break. Let's go to a break real quick, Lala, and then we'll come back.
All right, I'm with it.
My birthday, but you wanna put your name on it,
and it's not even my birthday.
Voila.
Girl, what's up?
Oh, my God. Just a few technical difficulties, but we back.
Okay. I was like, can we have some sound check? Sound check, check, microphone check.
Oh. Voila, I got a special request, and I don't know if you're ready for this. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot.
Oh, no. I knew you was going to do this to me, girl. I know how you do.
Yeah, you know me. Like, don't be surprised.
You know what's so funny about that? I just got done blowing my nose because my sinuses are out of control with this weather.
Oh. But you ready, girl?
Anyway, you ready, girl?
Right. Right.
What you got, girl? What you got?
I wanted to know if you could do happy birthday for me.
Happy birthday, Shantae. Well, you know, you're my girl, so I guess I could do that for you. You know what I'm saying? If I crack on the air, it's going to be a problem, but I'm going to do what I can.
It's the effort that counts, that's all. We got a couple of singers on the phone. They'll know if you're saying messed up or not. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, for real.
Right.
Here we go for my Shantae. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, my girl, Shantae. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
There you go, girl.
Thank you. That was different.
I had to cut it short because I'm really draining right now, for real.
Oh, that was sweet. Oh, you know what? And I know you got love for your girl, and I appreciate what you did.
For sure.
I do. Yeah, so I think we're gonna have one of the we're gonna open the lines up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
See,
we can open up the lines and talk to some people
yeah.
out there, see what's on their minds, what they doing.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Let's see if we got anybody in queue that wanna speak. Speak. Anybody there? All right.
Who is that? Do you recognize that voice, Sean?
Wait, say it again.
Do she recognize my voice? Do she?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to you anyway.
What's up?
What's
you
up
know
up
I recognize
you?
Your voice, man.
I hope so.
What's going down in Kelly?
You know, I'm big posted over here in the ING, you know, so. You know how I do. You know, I ain't going to put everything on the radio, but you know how I do.
Right, Dorian. Dorian, it's my birthday, Doc.
And I said happy birthday.
Thank you. That,
yeah.
I feel like I'm special because
also.
If you calling, you my dog. You know what I'm saying? Now it's really my birthday. I can really celebrate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, he's the party.
You know
man.
I love you,
he's
right?
The one we go party with.
Hey, I love you too.
Much
love.
All right, y'all. Well, that was Dorian, my friend, like calling from California. Man, good looking. Thank you for calling in on my birthday. That made it real special. Lala, you there, girl?
He out there in Inglewood. You know, girl. Are we there? Are we in? Are we out? What are we doing? Sean?
Show you guys. Oh my goodness. Again, like I said, it's the first show of the year 2013. So forgive us for the technical difficulties. It's all good. Lala, you there, girl?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Do you believe that Dorian called in?
Girl, that's the homie right there.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yes. But, yeah, we got another caller that called in. Let's check that call out and see who this is. I'm excited.
Okay.
They starting to come back to back. Caller, are you there? Okay. All right. Lala.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. You know, again, forgive us, listeners. This is 2013, first show of the year. You know what I'm saying? Just like with working out and things, when you first start your workout, you got to get back in the groove of things, you know what I'm saying? Things ain't always smooth till you till your muscles get back strong.
Right.
All right. Now we got a caller in queue. Who's this? Hello, are you there, caller?
Where y'all at?
Where they at?
I don't know.
Caller, speak.
We can't hear y'all.
Hello, can you hear me? This your dad, Sean. This is your father talking.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
Pop.
What's going on, baby?
That's my daddy, Lala.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I met you a long time
going,
ago.
Love?
I'm all
yeah,
right.
I'm
it's
doing,
been a while.
I'm doing all right down here in St. Louis. It's cold down here. You know, it's been a lot of cold weather. You know,
yeah.
But I've been working in the studio myself. I've got an album I'm working on, too, you know.
Okay.
So
hey, Dad, it's my birthday. Can you give me a little something on the air?
Oh, happy birthday, darling. Well, you want me to sing a happy birthday song to you?
Yeah, I got to hear it in that bass voice.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my darling dear. And I hope
all right.
A many more. I hope
yeah.
you have a many
right.
more. Happy birthday,
hey.
Shante. Happy, happy. Happy birthday to you. All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey,
that
Dad,
was really nice.
I love you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, Lala,
no,
you see what it's trying to come from, girl?
No, I ain't doing nothing like to sit back chilling. I ain't doing nothing to sit back chilling.
We got the original Gibson on the phone right now.
Right.
I feel honored. Yes,
yes,
sir.
Doing a good job there.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Dad, tell us what you're working on right now. While we got
well,
a few minutes.
Right now, I already got one CD out. It's called Teardrop, so I'm all on the internet. It's Gibson Sr. Tyrone Gibson Sr. Teardrops. And so I'm working on a second album right now, and it's called Trouble in the City. And so I'm doing some tracks. Got something to do with Barry White material, because everybody down there love me. This voice that I got, you know. Barry, you know. And so I'm doing some tributes to Barry White. So we already got the okay and everything. So I'm in the studio now down here and trying to put these tracks together, you know, and just takes time. You know, to get it done, you know, but what I'm working on right now, you know, and I'm just glad to be home. I ain't been home in so long. I've been living
right.
out here in L.A. for like 33 years, you know, and went through a lot of changes and everything else, you know, and so up and down, but God's been good to me, you know, that's all I can say. Good Lord's been good to me, so, you know,
yeah.
so I've just been making it, you know.
Hey, Dad, I so appreciate you calling in, and people don't know. We tight, like me and my dad are tight. I was just out there in St. Louis hanging out with him. He is definitely the original talent. Like people
yeah.
don't even know how far and deep and how long ago he's been singing. Like our dad, my fondest memory of you around music was you bringing your whole band to the house and playing them
right,
little bongo
right.
drums, and y'all would set up the microphones. And do that whole thing, and we just in the house playing and running around, you know what I'm saying? And the thing that we didn't know is that because of the exposure and the things that were around us, it's like we still caught it some kind of way, you know what I'm saying? We weren't
yeah.
into it at the moment, but some kind of way it fed our spirits, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 39 as of tomorrow, but oh my God, like that type of music I love, you know what I'm saying? And it's because of you, like, man, we are all talented because of you. And I just wanted to say that in front of everybody. You know what I mean? That
thank
I appreciate my pops for the talent
yeah.
in my life. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to tell them, too, that, you know, I can hear, you know, little Tyrese in his voice. You know what I mean? Because now that Tyrese is older now, he has a little bit of his daddy in him right now. You feel me? Because
right,
every show
right.
that I see him on singing, he has that old school thing going on like dad, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Lala,
yeah,
what's so funny about my
pops?
School,
baby. That's
from
the old school, you know.
That's
I like that brown white.
My pops, every time, it's so funny, he doesn't introduce himself as Tyrone Gibson. He's like, yeah. I'm Tyrese's daddy. I'm like, dad,
I gotta
you,
let the
you,
world
you
know,
pop.
Baby. I'm proud. You know, I'm proud.
And you should be. Your son is
yeah.
getting ready to be up for a Grammy, and you should
right.
be proud. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
nah, forget that. Forget that. But yeah,
Tyrone,
yeah
Tyrone,
I love you.
Junior, Tyrone Jr. got good skills, too, though.
Oh, yeah. Production-wise, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
He raps, like I said, dad's talent spilled over into all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All
oh,
of
yeah.
us. And when
yep.
you get that many kids that are affected by your talent, man, you're good. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, it's like to hear a lot of the family from St. Louis, we just born with it. You know what I'm saying? The Jacksons
right.
ain't got nothing on us. You know what I'm saying? And this family is so gifted. Honey, look, we're making ass. I'm like cussing on the airways now, you know. But we were making ass out of the Jackson. You put all of us together to do a concert. Girl, look here.
Right.
Yeah, we'll rock the house, I'm telling you. We'll rock
all
the
right.
house.
That's
you know
what I'm saying?
The whole family, all here in St. Louis, has gotten
mm-hmm.
up the talent in, you know. So I got it from my father, which we just
right.
lost him back in November, you know.
Right.
And so... He died on the 20th of March. Then my mom
right.
passed away. She didn't have talent in her, you know. Mom
right.
didn't even say,
rest in
you know,
peace, Grandma.
My
both my, yeah, grandparents are now deceased. And Dad, I love you. We got more callers calling in, so I'm going to take a few
okay.
more calls. But thank you for calling. Thank you for singing on the air for me. This particular show is actually... going to be on iTunes and stuff. Like, this ain't it. Like, we can actually archive it and keep it and all that good stuff. So I'll tell you about that later.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
All
well,
right.
Dad, press, yeah, cue out, and then I'm going to let some other callers call in. Love you, okay?
Love you, too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm just listening, man.
As okay.
I'm doing, just come back and listen, babe.
Okay. All right. Cool. Lala, look at all that great support, girl. That's my daddy. My daddy just called in. Make me feel all warm inside. You know what I'm saying? Lala, you there? Lala, Lala, Lala. All right, we're going to let some other callers call in. Lala, are you there? I hear doors and
ooh, I don't know what that's about. That ain't me.
Woo!
Sean?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Who is that? What's going on?
I don't know. All right, we got another caller calling in. Are you there?
Hello. It's your Uncle Craig.
Hey,
I was gonna tell you, don't scream.
I'm sorry, I forgot I'm on a radio show. Hey, Uncle.
Hey, girlie, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You already know how much I love you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We ain't going to bust it all out on the air, you know what I mean, but I know you got me.
There you go. How you doing out there?
Like this. Oh, just doing this radio show. Oh, my God,
yeah.
I'm so happy you are on the phone. Have you heard any of it? Have you listened to anything?
I heard you and your dad's conversation, but I had to call and say happy birthday. We love you. Miss you already.
Thank you.
Had a ball when you was here. Anytime is always.
Oh, my goodness. You know I had fun. We were laughing. Uncle, for you to be on the floor. Lala, you got to know, my uncle is real preppy, right? He always wears suits and stuff and ties. And, you know, he's a businessman, but, oh, my God, we had so much fun that Uncle was on the floor laughing. Like, we all just in there going nuts, you know? So, yeah, we definitely had fun. Thank you again, I want to say it to all my listeners. Thank you for making my birthday special this weekend out in St. Louis, Missouri. Man, I'm giving a shout out to all my family out there. I can't name everybody, but y'all know y'all special in my life. But thank you for calling in, Aunt.
You bet. I know you got a lot more. I love you. Happy birthday from all of us here in St. Louis. All right?
Okay. Okay, love you too, Uncle.
Stay focused.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You bet.
Look at all that.
Yeah, his ending word to you were stay focused. Yeah, he's a serious man.
Right. You know, he always about business. And for me to get him to laugh, like, that says something. I must have been a comedian in my former life or something.
Right.
Okay, I think Lala, they're coming back to back. We got another caller calling in.
Oh, great.
Yes, let's see if... Let's see if they're ready to cue in yet. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about this, y'all. Technical.
I'm just waiting on you, girl.
I know, right? Like, it's going down. I'm shocked at all the callers. Like, whoa.
Are you kidding, girl? You know how popular you are. Everybody loves you.
I think it's my boyfriend is calling in. Hold on. I didn't even know he had time to listen to it because, you know, he was holding down the chair.
For
oh,
real.
Oh, that's special. Eddie, you there? Hello, Eddie, you there?
Caller.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hey.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
How you doing?
How you get away?
I just took a little moment. You know, I had
Oh, okay.
You know, we got
I know the kids are driving you crazy.
No, but dads know how to calm the kids down. They, you know, they have that little thing in their voice, and they just say, hey, y'all, I'm going to be back in a minute, and they chill. You know, and when mom come, they all excited and acting up.
That's
but
true.
Dad got that way.
That's
way.
True. Hi, babe.
They're on their way to sleep right now.
Oh, they're on their way. Okay. what made you
call
in?
I just
want to
say happy birthday, baby.
Aww. That's sweet.
Aww. Don't stop crying, girl. You know how you are.
I know. Like, I'm trying to keep it, you know. Keep it held back. Hey, babe.
Huh.
Can you tell a listener something, you know, personal about me? You know, don't throw me out there too bad.
Oh, don't throw you out there too bad?
Not too bad. You know, I'm trying to, you know, be nice. I am good sometimes. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm going to go back to tonight.
Okay.
This afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Today we went to look for houses today. Let me tell you how difficult this woman is. We went to go look at houses. Then we went to go get something to eat. Right? Then I done got my lips taste for some Popeyes. So she looked at the billboard and she wants some shrimp. But check this out. She don't even want it from Popeyes. She wanted from Church, which is across town. So now we got to go across town to go get some Church's shrimp. Oh, no, Captain.
See, he really put me out there. Hey, but obstinate is good sometimes. We're not supposed to go with everything, right? We're supposed to go get shrimp.
See, she wants some popcorn shrimp. Wasn't even no bigger than a fingernail.
Right.
It's her birthday. You know, this whole month is dedicated to those who have a birthday in this month, so they gotta have their way the whole month. You know, that's how
there
that
you
goes.
Go. There you go. I didn't know how to explain
it,
but my
girl. In November.
All right, but here go the funny thing. She was disappointed.
I didn't know how to explain it, but my girl just broke it down. She just broke it down. You know what I mean?
Really.
Thank you, baby, for calling in.
All right.
That was sweet. That was really sweet.
All right. I appreciate you. I'll see you later.
I'm late.
Okay. Bye. You see what I'm saying? I'm just getting so much less than I don't make no sense. Like, I can't even breathe good. Like, they just coming in back to back. That's what's up. Lala, before we take another musical break, I wanted to talk about our special guest tonight. We have a celebrity fitness guest that's on schedule that's going to be coming in our other segment. Her name is Madonna Grimes. And
she's
a
health and beauty fitness
guru,
right?
Huh?
The health and beauty fitness lady?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's big time. She reminds me of a female Billy Blanks.
Right.
If I could say that.
Right.
In the sense of just being out there. She has videos. She's been on the fitness stations. She travels worldwide to do her fitness. She's a choreographer, dancer. She teaches, stretching, all of that.
She has that Dance Street Electric, stuff that she does. And
right.
She has a Dance Street collection, like an actual collection that, you can pick up. And she's on Twitter and Amazon, and she's in the white pages. She's all over the place. You just Google her, and all her information comes up. She's a health guru.
Yeah, and, I mean, just so you know, she's on the red carpet tonight. Like, we were blessed to get her to be our guest and call in and all that stuff. Oh, my God, major. You understand, major. She just came out with a new magazine called Be Black, Be Fit, and it's an online African-American magazine, and, they basically give health tips, and she interviews celebrities and entertainers and people that are in the business, and she interviews the average one of us, people that are struggling in the fitness area, how to eat better, how to... she even talked about, I think there was something I saw online that was talking about what to do with your loose skin after you lose all that weight. Because, we don't talk about being on this quest to lose weight, but then there's, after effects.
right. So, you have to know how to handle that. Yeah.
Right. She's got to come in.
I like it because, when somebody takes the time out to recognize you, a reporter, like she was recognized by J.L. Clendenin, and he's from the Los Angeles Times because she had this Stay Moving, Not Still program, and he featured her and talked about her in the Los Angeles Times.
Right.
He said Madonna Grimes has the right idea, and he had a little piece on her. It was really nice.
Oh, man, and I've been knowing her for many years. We've become friends, and she's just very down to earth and sweet, and a Southern girl at that. A Southern girl.
Mm-hmm.
They have a genuine nature about themselves that's wonderful already. So to add the fitness into it, it's just that much better. So we're gonna have her come in the second segment. We're gonna interview her and all that good stuff. I'm just excited. I wanted to kind of give her an official intro and talk about her and let our listeners know that this wasn't just my birthday show. We got some actual business going on, too.
Absolutely. This is
what we're
going to
do both. But, I wanted to tell my listeners, too, Lala actually takes care of herself very well. She works out. She stretches. She's one that also uses natural products and herbs to care for her sore joints and that type of thing. If you sit down and talk with Lala, you'll find out a whole bunch of stuff. So I just want to throw you out there like that.
And that's major, and I'm glad that you did that because, like I said, I have my vegan skin and hair care products coming out, and it's under Doc Antoine's Vegan Skincare, and that'll be available probably this June, so I have that. I'm also a massage therapist, so, I've studied how to be, fit and healthy, no matter what age you are.
Right.
So, I have a lot of stuff going on, and
If anybody has any
Lala,
questions, give me a call.
I'm going to put it like this. Lala is my mature friend. My mature friend.
Oh, girl. Oh, you wrong.
But
you
know what?
You are behind me, girl. You are right behind
me. You know how we always want to be forever 21. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Girl, I am.
But girl, I'm
going to
be honest.
Okay?
Like, my hair follicles have changed. My girl, this doggone Texas cold weather, when it get cold, my joints lock up. I be like, look, Lala, girl, what are
you
for this?
I keep telling you, you know what I'm going to tell you about to get you, for if you sore and everything like that, you need to get you some coffee and do a little coffee scrub. Because, you know, that coffee scrub helps all your joints. It helps arthritis, all kinds of pain, so you don't have to be taking no pain pills.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See what I'm saying, y'all? You hear this wisdom coming out of this woman's voice. Right? I love her. I love her all the way around. So, yeah, we're going to take a little musical break. And, you know, we're going to slide into the next segment. But callers, please keep calling in and check out the show. It's going down tonight. Queen G Show. We're going to go musical break and pay some bills.
All right.
I'll holler at y'all in a minute. welcome back, Queen G Show. La La, don't you just love Brandy?
I do, I do. That song is really good. I love that girl's voice. She's really good.
And I don't know, it sounds like she's been practicing.
What'd you say, hun?
I said it sounds like she's been practicing.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely. The older you get, you know, your voice does different things for you. And, you know, she's finding her voice.
Oh, my goodness. That's a banging song. Did you hear the one with her and Monica? Well, that was the one with her and Monica, right?
Her and Monica got this other song, too, a crazy song. But, yeah, and Monica, I've always loved Monica. Monica is so underrated. That girl got skill.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like, let's not even talk about all the hits and just the unhidden talent that's out there in the world waiting to be discovered, too. I love undiscovered talent. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, oh, man, Lala, tonight the phone lines are blowing up. Like, we got other callers calling in.
Right, I'm so happy to hear
it. Take
this. Get all that love. Come on now. Where
yeah,
y'all
like, I just feel so special. Like,
you
I can't even describe
it. Special, girl.
So, yeah,
you
call,
girl.
You there? Hello? Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Shantae?
Who's this?
Hi, this is your cousin Helena, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm calling to show you that I love you. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
And Lala, I love you too.
Yep.
I don't know you, but I love
you
too.
Thank you. Well, we're going to meet soon, girl.
Okay. I'm my cousin, and I just wanted to call and tell her that I love her and happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lala, let me tell you about this woman. Let me tell you about her. She got so much love for the world, girl. All the neighborhood be at her house because she loves them so much. They don't want to leave.
Hold on. We having a rewind because that's how it was at my house.
That's how Lala is too.
It's like that, you know. God put me here for that, so I'm just
that's right.
Whatever He wants me to do.
That's right.
I love you from the whole household, everybody. Collins.
Oh,
Sarah,
thank
Donna
you, Collins.
Hill.
Collins, I love you, man. You keep me laughing. Like, Collins is always a ball of fun. This is the only man I know during the Super Bowl, he got the music playing loud while we were trying to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm messing with Collins right there. But
yeah.
I love my family. You guys, thank you, Helena, for welcoming me every time I come to St. Louis into your home. Thank you for your hospitality and your barbecue ribs. Y'all, them ribs, honey.
Don't forget the ribs.
This is why I can't get rid of my baby fat. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to talk to Madonna.
Most people blame it on the alcohol, but you really need to blame it on the ribs.
I'm going to get with Lala because I was listening to what you were saying that she's into and stuff, and I want to get into that too, all the skin, all of that. So I'm going to be talking with you later. But
I
look forward to it.
Off air, cousin, I got you on the number. Let me know, girl, and I'll send it to you.
Okay,
yeah,
for real.
Send it out.
Love you.
I love you too. You too, Lala. Y'all have a
you
good
too,
night,
girl.
Okay?
Call me.
Okay,
call
thank you for calling in.
Okay, happy birthday, baby. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See what I'm saying, Lala?
She is such a sweetheart.
Girl. I'm telling you, every time I come in town, I'm over there.
I can meet
you know
everybody.
What I'm saying? All right, Lala. I'm going to tell the world. You got to get up out the yay-yay and come to St. Louis.
I'm going to try to do that. I have so much going on right now until I might not be able to leave until the summertime, but, you know.
That's all right. Because I'm going to go back as often as I need to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm going to have to find out what them ribs taste like.
Right? And, see, this is why we need to talk to Madonna real quick. I think Madonna is actually on the line. We're going to take one more musical break, and then we're going to bring our special guest back. We want to really talk to her about fitness. We want to talk to her about health tips, anything she can offer us, because I got to get these twin hips off of me. You know what I'm saying? I need some help. Let's take a musical break. We're going to come back with our special guest.
All right.
always be mine. Sing it to the world. Always be my boy. I'll always be your girl. Nobody business. Ain't nobody business.
Thank you so much for giving us a moment. We don't care, girl, if you're on a red carpet, in the club. We don't care as long as you're on the phone. That's all we are concerned about. We have our co-host Lala on the phone. And
hey,
hi, Lala. What I am excited about, Madonna, is your new venture, Be Black, Be Fit magazine. It's online. And I want to just kind of get it.
It's about time we have a black fitness magazine.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this magazine is to introduce the world to all the other black fitness professionals and gurus around the world. I mean, I've known many for about 20 years, and they will be writing articles, submitting pictures, talking to our people about how we can do a better job with getting healthy.
Right.
Right.
And getting in shape,
wow.
Of course.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah. I appreciate that because, you know, I'm a fitness person myself, and it is complicated when you don't have anything from your own people because we are built differently and it takes
Yes, we're cut out differently. I mean, the way we're brought up, the way we're brought up eating, cooking, the way we look at being pregnant, taking vacations, it's completely different. And what we'll do is, you know, connect our background and where we've come from to today's way of staying healthy and staying in shape.
Right. Madonna, what gave you the inspiration for this particular project, Be Black, Be Fit?
Basically, I've always counseled, give advice to people online. People send me emails. They tell me, you know, they've lost 100 pounds, but, you know, they have too much skin sagging, or I've lost weight, I've gained weight. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? So I was constantly advising people. I'm like, hold up. Let me put something together. And
right.
All my friends that are professionals, they're busy, they're traveling, they're running around, and get things from them also. And I did. And it was so easy to do. You know, I have
right.
to pick and choose. And, you know, there's so many people as far as, you know, famous people who are in the industry that is into working out that are, like Madonna, I want to be a part of this. And I have to pick and choose at this point who I can put on the cover, who I can put inside the magazine, you know. But it's extremely easy to do. So
right.
I said, let me make this happen. It's time to make it happen.
That's a hard place to be, but that's a good place to be.
Right.
I want
you know, our people to be inspired from people who've lost a lot of weight and they did it on their own, or what they've learned and what they've discovered, and, you know, or people who've gotten off their medication. They were diabetic and now they're not diabetic because of the change
in awesome.
Diet. You know, or
awesome.
You know, when I go home to Ohio, my sisters have to show all their friends that my stomach is still flat and I have no stretch marks and I've had a baby.
Right.
And in our society, that's like unusual, extremely unusual.
Right.
Like, does that happen? You can, like, have a baby and have a flat stomach and no stretch marks? Really?
Right.
You know? I'm like, yes, you can. Let me show you how.
Madonna, I do have a question about that now that you brought motherhood up. I just became a new mother of twins. And for the first time out of all the times, like, I'm having the hardest time losing the weight this time. And I don't know if it's the mental aspect of having a cesarean or I don't know what's going
on.
Yeah,
because, you know, and also you're dealing with hormones also. And you're a little older. You're a little older.
Right.
Your hormones are different this time.
Okay.
That means you have to go through your life and go through your kitchen. You know, we have an article that's coming out in the next magazine about cleaning out your kitchen, getting rid of things and putting in the things that will work for you. It's difficult to do when you have kids around. It's very difficult to do, but I've learned how to do it, and we're going to teach you how to do it, how you can eat as clean as possible while still, you know, feeding your kids, you know, and giving them treats here and there. And that's, you know, another thing. You have twins and you have other kids. So it's difficult to fit in the correct exercise. Walking is great, but walking is not enough. It's not enough. You have to add some type of resistance training.
Right. Do you recommend, like, low weights, or what do you recommend as far as the fitness resistance training?
Well, you know, I train clients. For you to get to heavy weights, you have to be with a trainer. You have to have someone that guides you, start you off with low weights, and gradually move you up to higher weights, okay? You don't have to lift to the point where you're a power lifter or you're a bodybuilder. But once you get to a point where you're at least near your own body weight, that's when your body changes and it stays like that. You don't go back and forth. You don't discuss, I lost 50 pounds and I gained it. I lost 50 pounds and I gained it. You know, I hear that all the time. They lose the gain. They lose the gain. That will never happen once you add weight training with your cardio.
Wow. And I want to let Lala ask some questions, too, because she has just created a new business, sort of like on the homeopathic, herbal tips and stuff like that. Lala, do you have any questions for Madonna? Lala, you there? Okay, we'll come back to that.
Right.
No, because before you came on, she was talking about using coffee grinds for, like, sore joints and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I totally heard of that.
Lala, are you there? Mm-hmm. Back? Okay. Yeah, I was telling Madonna I wanted to see if you, Lala, had any questions for her, because you're really into fitness and herbal, you know what I mean, forms of treatments. Yeah, so Lala, do you have any questions for Madonna? Lala, you there? She's going into that. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Madonna, you know this is my first time here.
It's okay.
Am I back in
tune? No,
Am I in tune? Where am I?
There. Yeah, you're here, Lala.
Okay.
You're here.
All right.
Yeah. But we were trying to.
Let me explain. I've had my own massage therapy for 30 years. I've done that for 30 years, and I've always done massage therapy for 30 years. I've done that, and I've been a bodybuilder as well. So I try to keep in shape, and it does get harder as you get older, you know. But at the same time, you know, if you regular train, it's easy for you, you know. But it is difficult for people, especially after having children, to get on to that if you're not especially used to that. But what she's talking about with the coffee and everything like that, I've been doing that for a very long time because I've never really liked going to the doctor. And so I've always tried natural healing, and I did go to school and get my license and everything for the massage therapy. So, you know, that in itself helped me to continue to be healthy. So with the Organo Gold, you probably heard of it. I don't know if you have. But
what is it called?
Organo.
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, well, what it is, it's herbal coffee. It's organic coffee. And it restores your body instead of from it. Because it originates with organic. So the things that coffee do for you, you know, the coffee gives you jitters. You can't drink too much of it because of the caffeine. You know, you get cranky and irritable. See, Organo Gold doesn't make you feel like that, and it actually heals your body from within because it's organic.
Right.
So you know, they have other products, you know, green teas and, you know, high-end coffee blends. So
I've heard of, the green tea by Organo.
Yeah.
I've heard of the green tea. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a,
right,
a green
either.
Tea drinker. I always have
right.
been a green tea drinker.
It's so funny, you know, though, because I never drank coffee before that because, you know, coffee has a bad effect. But the Organo Gold, I can drink that because it's organic.
Right.
And so I have no problem with it. And, you know, it doesn't taste, it tastes so good, I don't even have to put sugar in it.
Well, you know, I have to try some because I'm not a coffee drinker at all.
Me either. Me either.
People say, meet me at Starbucks. I'm like at Starbucks going, do you have juice? You know?
Right. They also have hot chocolate, you know. And
yeah,
it's
I love
all
hot
organic.
Chocolate.
Me too. And
hey, ladies, we actually have a caller that just called in. Can we chime him in real quick?
Yeah,
okay.
So we can ask some questions.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who's
this?
Can
you hear me?
Yes,
happy birthday,
I can.
It's your Uncle Lester.
Oh, my God, this is my Uncle Lester, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Hi, Uncle Lester.
Hello,
hi. Me, Lala, who is my co-host, and Madonna Grimes. She's a fitness famous guru all over the world. I love Madonna. We're, like, talking about natural herbs and products and fitness and stuff like that. Thank you, Unc, for calling in.
Okay. Well, I've maintained my weight by dancing for the last 35 years, okay?
Dancing? All right.
And I'll be 55 in August, and I still got it going on, so, you know.
That's right. Well, see, Madonna Grimes has a different beat that you can, you know, dance to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still teach dance and choreograph, and I still got it going on, Leslie.
Okay, Lester.
I love it. Thank you for calling in.
And I've got a 3-year-old. Okay, so you know, I got to be in shape.
Oh
so.
Yeah,
yeah, yes.
I got a 3-year-old cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, sweetheart, I want to wish you a happy birthday. Okay.
Thank you. I love you, Uncle. Thank you for the
love.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Madonna, we have been getting calls all night. Like, they've been coming back to back. But I had a few more questions.
Happy birthday, Shante. Yes, happy birthday, Shante.
Thank you, Madonna. Thank you so much. Madonna, I have one more question for you. As a fitness person that works out, do you implement natural herbs into your fitness? Because some don't believe in it.
No, I totally believe in natural herbs.
Okay.
I believe in natural herbs before I would do anything else. I'm not one of those people that take any type of medication.
Exactly.
I believe in massage. I believe in baths.
Girl,
I've always been on that tip. Always.
We're
gonna always
have to get together,
had a massage every 2 weeks. I have a wonderful masseuse here. He's like one of my best friends. So,
I love it.
I come from that. I get Chinese herbs when I get sick. I go to acupuncture. I'm not the other type person. So, yes, I'm totally
herbal. That's right.
So, Madonna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because I was telling my niece, okay, you know, I've maintained my weight for the last 35-plus years via dancing, okay? I don't take any supplements. I don't do anything else. I do a lot of dancing, okay, and I'm still good. So do you recommend that level of exercise, okay, to maintain your weight?
Yes, so totally. You know I recommend that. But being a male, you need resistance training, okay, because your hormones start to get weaker as you get older also. And to keep your hormones as strong as they were when you're 30 is the weight training. So I recommend that to guys all the time. I'm like, cardio and walking is enough, but you must weight train.
But Madonna, Mike, I still got it going on at 55 almost. Okay? I don't take any medication, okay? I'm not hypertensive, okay? I'm still sexy and I know it, okay? So it's
you're acting like 55 and
I'm
90.
Leslie,
and
look, I'm just giving you my recommendation. I know you got to go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you guys, we got a few minutes left in this segment. So I wanted to ask Madonna one last question about your fitness magazine. What would you like us as listeners and readers to know about your publication, your magazine?
Well, first of all, it's black owned, and all the writers, editors, everybody that's involved with the magazine is black.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We're here to introduce new healthy ways to stay in shape, to eat, how to get our kids fit and keep them fit, how to, you know, introduce fitness into your life.
Right.
And introduce to you all the different fitness professionals that have been fit their entire life, like Leslie, to our people. You know, when
Lester,
you look
Lester,
at shape
Lester,
or muscle
Lester.
And fitness, when
yes.
you look at magazines like that, you see mostly white people. I mean,
right.
black people have always remembered me because I was in the magazine.
That's
right.
Because
we look for our own people. There's one right there, you know.
Exactly.
But this is the magazine
right.
that you will
Madonna,
see a lot of us. A lot of us.
Madonna, I just wanted to say again, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to actually let you guys give an inspirational quote or word because we're at the very end of the show. Lala, can you start
okay.
first?
Okay.
I just wanted to let everybody know that 2013 is our time. This is the year, the 4 years that our president, our black president, is going to be there for just his very final 4 years. So we need to shine just like he's shining.
That's right. Uncle Lester, do you have any positive, inspirational words to quote before we end the show?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Tough times don't last. Tough people do.
That's right.
Wow. And Madonna, what about you?
And it's time for us to shine and get fit and get healthy.
That's right.
2013.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Hey, Madonna,
right.
email me, would you please?
I'll make sure that I'll exchange you guys' information. I have one last caller, you guys, before the end of the show, and then I'm going to say my words, and then I'm going to be out.
John, I love
you.
All
right. Are you there?
Birthday, okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's this?
This is Casey. I was going to say I love you guys. The show, and Shante and Lala.
That's a nice surprise, Kasim. I did not know you were calling in. Oh, my God.
I didn't know you were calling
you
in either.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And I have a question for the fitness person. As far
real
as,
quick, we got one more minute. Wrap
right,
it up real quick.
I'm trying to get my weight and everything together as far as working out. Have you heard of Herbalife? And if so, is it a good thing?
Yes, of course I've heard of Herbalife. I mean, if you're looking to, you know, purchase their shakes and their supplements, you know, I believe in supplements, you know, but I'm not a meal replacement person. I don't believe in meal replacement.
Me
I believe
either.
In
okay.
eating natural. I believe in cooking your food and eating at home and not eating out and
exactly.
eating fresh vegetables before I believe in meal replacements and a lot of supplements. I'll say a multivitamin, that is about it. So
exactly.
that's what I have to say
multiple
about
all right, guys. I'm so sorry to do you like this, but we're at the very
okay.
last end of our show. I wanted to say thank you to all of my listeners, special guests, all the callers. Thank you, Madonna.
Thank
you, friends,
Shante,
family.
And happy birthday.
And everyone
thank you,
who
supports you're welcome,
the show tonight. Hey, you guys, never be afraid to follow your dreams. We out, y'all. Peace.
entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.